This is Darren from the Southern Companion, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You came to me in winter, looking for a shelter in the darkest hour, just before the dawn. I was waiting on the sunrise as you fell out of that southern sky, wondering if the spring would ever come. In that moment I decided I would spend my life providing, though my heart was never given me the choice. I went out singing for our supper as the nights were getting longer, all the while you were finding. Those wings to fill your lungs and give it everything you got. I hold my breath and close my eyes and pray to that old man of high, oh Lord, don't let her feel the drop, feel the drop. A nest with these two hands, made you somewhere soft to land, with a canopy of leaves to keep you dry. I did my best to raise you right, prepare you for this maiden flight, send you off into a cloudless sky. And I taught you about the land and trees and how to count those seven seas. Time just seems to slip away, the days and months and seasons change, and now you know my song's all worth it. Songbird, it's time to test those wings, to fill your lungs and give it everything you got. I hold my breath and close my eyes, pray to that old man of high, oh. Heed the wise words of your mother. Don't ever let no man shoot you down. If your skies get dark and heavy and your days are filled with rain, keep on pushing through the storm cloud. You'll see that sun again. Summer ends, you're off making feathered friends, and I just seem to spend my days alone, surrounded by all of your things, searching for new songs to sing, till you come back and make this house home.
Well, you can hear a bit of guitar playing where there's rehearsals are going on. I'm backstage at Jags, and here's Darren Hodson from Southern Companion.
Hey, Lee. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Well, the old beard's getting longer.
It's nothing more than being bone idle, mate. If I leave it, it grows. It's as simple as that.
I wish I could grow some. But never mind. We won't go into that. But then you've got nothing on the top, no, and you grow down. That, but it all goes down to the bottom, does it?
Yeah, that left me about 10 years ago now, yeah.
Great. Anyway, you've got a new album out, Shine a Little Light on Me.
Yes, Shine a Little Light, yeah. Came out end of January, I think. I've forgotten already. But yeah, we've we're just finishing up the tour that we've been doing to support it, and tonight's the last date on the run, so it's been great.
Because this is a rebooking because you were ill and couldn't do it, and now you're stuck on the end of the tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were originally going to be here earlier in the month, but I got sick basically. Too much driving, not enough sleep, too many shows in a row, doing like the independent, self-driven, self-booked tour, and. The way it worked out with the venue availability was, realistically, I probably should never have attempted it. I think we had like 10 shows in 11 days or something, and it was just too much, you know. No sleep, I got run down and lost my voice in spectacular fashion.
Well, when it goes, it goes.
It's nearly gone before, and I've had a few, you know, I've croaked my way through a few shows, but this was pretty spectacular.
I know I hit Nashville last February, not this year, but last February, ready to do. I had 50 interviews lined up in the week, and as soon as I got off the plane, the voice went, and I mean went. Yeah. It was just a whisper, and it's dreadful.
Yeah, it left me about the second chorus into the first song in front of a sold out Stables in Milton Keynes. I was like, oh, I'm in trouble here. And luckily, I managed to win them over. I think by I got their sympathy vote out of them and made them laugh, and they stuck with the gig. But it was a very, very strange sensation. Like every time I went for a note, there was a whole octave or so missing, which made it interesting. Yeah,
because you're really the only main singer in the band.
Yeah, I'm the main singer. Yeah, but Simon, who's the guitar player and does most of the high BBs, he helped me out and was shadowing my vocal to sort of try and fill in the gaps where I was missing. So, but it showed how little attention he pays to the lyrics sometimes, because he wasn't sure what half of them were.
Brilliant. Anyway, so what's it? You've had two singles from the album out?
No, just the one. We put out Songbird as a single, just ahead of the album release. And I think in December last year we put out Songbird, and then the album came out at the end of January. We're looking at possibly a second single, but there's nothing in the pipeline at the moment for that.
So you just finished the tour, the album's out, possibly another single. Are you doing any more dates on the tour, or is this it for the moment?
For this little run, it's it. But we've got a handful of festivals and like one-off spot dates coming up throughout the summer, and we're starting to look at maybe trying to do another run towards the end of the year. But you'll catch us at most of the summer shows, most of the summer festivals. We're at Buckle and Boots, and a few others I'm not allowed to announce just yet. But and then we're doing some other festivals we haven't done before. We're doing like the Oxted Beer Festival, Thane Festival, and off the top of my head, I can't remember, because it's been three shows in a row and I've done the 700 miles in the last 3 days and I'm absolutely knackered.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, at least tonight you're not that far from home.
Yeah, no, we'll be finishing up tonight and heading home. So, yeah, get to sleep in my own bed tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
So don't call you early in the morning.
Well, I've got to do the school run.
Oh!
Yeah, it's my turn to do the school run tomorrow morning, so no lying for me.
So it's a glamorous life on the road.
Oh, I'm a rock and roll dad, mate, that's what it is. Yeah, glamorous as it gets. Yeah.
Can I get a witness? You know I won't believe this come the morning. Photograph is only half the story. So before the glitter fades, can I get a witness? I watch the world change in my hands. Now life only happens when lived through it lands. We share every moment without sharing at all. Lonely but not alone. Can I get a witness? You know I won't believe this come the morning. Life is only half the story. Though I may find the words, I need someone to feel this. Touch the sky without the fear of falling. To open open up your heart and let the light in. And before the glitter fades, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Most of my days, everybody's talking, they got nothing to say. We're all going nowhere, moving fast as hell. Stuck on this carousel. Can I get a witness? Find a way to make this everlasting. Hear me through the static. Tell me, am I getting through? 'Cause I need someone to feel this. I finally learned to live inside the moment. Now I'm standing here wide open. For the night becomes the day. Before the glitter fades, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
You also, when you're not with Southern Companion, you're being a guitarist and session musician for people like Lulu, Mel C, and various other people.
Yeah. You know, it's a balancing act, this whole thing. So it's there's certain shows that I do because, you know, they pay the bills. And there's shows, Southern Companion stuff I do because, you know, it's my passion project that I do essentially for the love of it. But it's hard paying my mortgage with love, so I just have to carry on. Yeah, and there's lots of other bits and bobs. But I know I'm fortunate. I make a living as a musician. I'm just still trying to figure out how I can make a living as the Southern Companion. So,
there you go. So with the album, they're all self-written.
On this record, I wrote 9 of the 11 songs. Two of the songs that I didn't write, Simon, the guitar player and producer, wrote or co-wrote with other writers. And Simon and I co-wrote two tracks on the record, and then the rest of them are just solo writes. Yeah.
Oh, give me some of the titles.
So Billy's Brother, that's the album opener. That was one of mine. And then the second song is called Can I Get a Witness, and Simon and I wrote that together.
Sounds like the old soul song. That's the title.
Oh yeah. It's funny. I must have heard that song at some point and then forgotten all about it. And then when I came up with that, I thought it was a familiar ring to the title, but I couldn't place where it was from. So then I Googled it and realised it was an old soul record, and I was like, well, you know, no one's going to get the two confused. Yeah. And then Songbird, it's one of mine. I wrote that for my little girl. That's basically about her, how much it freaked me out when she started going to school. I hadn't sort of given any mind or any thought to how I was going to feel about her going to school, just worrying whether she was going to be okay with it. And so being a hopeless stay-at-home songwriting dad, we'd spent a lot of time together when she was a baby, and then suddenly I blinked and she's starting school, and I'm stood at the school gate having half of a panic attack while she wanders in and takes to it like a duck to water. And, you know, I'm there thinking, oh God, they're going to ruin my little girl, you know. So I wrote that one for her. The other co-write on the album with Simon is a song called Already Gone, and I started writing that in a pretty grotty hotel room in Nashville, and then me and Simon finished it off when I got home. And then there's a couple of songs I say that I didn't write. One's called Great American Mistake, and that's Simon Johnson, Henry Priestman, who used to be in a band called The Christians.
Oh, yeah.
And Lottie Mullen wrote that one. And then the last song on the album is called Last Rays of the Sun, and Simon wrote that with Henry Priestman again and Marley Harwood. And they were both songs that he just played me the demos of when we were sort of first talking about putting this new record together. And I just loved them. And I was like, yes, I'll, you know, if we can cut these, I want to cut them. So, and they've both become a staple part of the live show now. So, what else we got? We got Can't Get There From Here, that, which bizarrely is the song that we took the album title from, because the chorus of the song, the Shine Little Light line, comes in for, it was on that one. And that was just a song I wrote. I just had a day where I got really fed up of everything I looked at online and social media, and everything was people sort of angry at each other for one reason or another. And you know, the last few years politically have been pretty ridiculous, and I just had this sense of everyone's kind of angry at each other, and everyone's kind of, there's a lot of, well, just anger in general, and I just feel like everyone needs some guidance from somewhere, and I'm not, and certainly not from me, but I'm saying if we all just a bit kinder to each other and give each other a bit more slack maybe, and shine a little light on each other rather than, you know, sort of jump into the each other's throats all the time. So that one just sort of came. I don't normally write political commentary songs, and probably wouldn't maybe get it from some of the lyrics. I haven't sort of spelled it out as such, but it was just a thing about, you know, saying we should all try a bit harder to get on, really.
So what about Europe? Are you doing anything in Europe with the band, or even America?
Not at the moment. For no other reason than I haven't really established any relationships yet to enable that, really. We're still in that, it's a mum and pup kind of operation. You know, there's just me and my wife working out of our kitchen trying to figure out how to move this thing forward. So I think, you know, ultimately the next step for the band would be to secure a booking agent, maybe, maybe a management team or something where they can take what we do and put it in front of the people that are going to enjoy what we do. But until we to find that the right fit for that, you know, at the moment it's still very much an independent thing, so it's still based in the UK, really.
So do we have any idea what the next single could be?
There's a song called Already Gone, which I loved, you know, right from the word go, but I maybe figured it was more of an album track than a single, but that seems to be resonating with people. It seems to be people are sort of, it's one of the standout tracks on the record, and maybe it is more single material than maybe I thought it was. Maybe with a little edit or something to get it a bit more radio friendly lengthwise, but there's possibly that might be a single. But again, we've put the record out on our own label, so we're still learning how to be a label, really, as well as how to be a band, you know, and all the other, everything else. So we haven't necessarily pinned down a strategy. I've been so focused on getting this tour done and trying to make a success of that here we are on what is essentially the last date. I've now got to go home and wake up tomorrow morning and start thinking about the next phase of things. But yeah, that one, if there's going to be another single, it may well be that one.
Yeah. Well, Darren, it's been great talking to you again. It's been a while.
Yes, mate. Yeah.
And good luck with the rest of the album, the new single and everything that's coming along, and we'll catch up in a few months and tell the story again.
Yes, mate. Thanks for having me, man. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
This is Darren from the Southern Companion, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Footsteps on the ceiling, laughter in the halls. I can hear the lift doors closing through these paper walls. It's all so damn familiar, though I've never been in this place. It's the same show in a different town, living out of a suitcase. Baby, when I close my eyes, I'm right back with you, kissing you goodnight. Then I'm already gone. I'm already miles away. Come the morning, I'll be back on the road again. But till I'm awake, I'll stay.
As you're turning out the lights, I'll be headed to the stage. And there's a strange kind of comfort in this deja vu. I pour my heart out every night to everyone but you. Baby, when I play that song, the one I wrote for you, and everybody sings along, then I'm already gone. I'm already miles away. Come the morning, I'll be back on the road again. Until then, till I'm away. So this Valium and brandy will help me on my way. I'll see you in my dreams, my love. I'm counting.